Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Knee Pads. I'd like you to find a nice, quiet spot, a place where you'll go undisturbed. All phones off, all light blocked out, as much as possible. I'd like you to lean back comfortably in a chair or lie down flat, face up. Place your arms to your sides, your legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. Close your eyes and take in a nice, deep, cleansing breath. And release. Good. In a few moments, I'm going to take you down to a peaceful, safe state of being, a hypnotic state of well-being. While you are in trance, stage by stage, you will be able to relax all the muscles of your body. Everything I tell you that is going to happen will happen. Exactly as I tell you. Every feeling I tell you, you will experience exactly as I tell you. And these same things will continue to happen to you. You will continue to experience these same feelings just as strongly, just as surely, just as powerfully when you are out of trance, as you are while listening to this recording. Should any unexpected emergency arise during your deep trance, you will automatically wake up. You will be fully prepared to take any necessary action. You will be safe. So let's begin our journey. Eyes closed. Take in that last long, deep, cleansing breath, and release. I want you to picture yourself standing on the top floor of a 10-story building. You are safe on the top floor, standing in front of an open elevator. The elevator is empty. No one around. It is safe. I want you to see the elevator and step in. Step in, face the doors. Above the doors, I want you to see the numbers from 10 to 1. On the right of the elevator doors, you see the buttons. In a moment, I'm going to have you press the button, ground floor. With each floor, the elevator will stop. The doors will open. You will stay where you are. You will take that moment to feel that stage, that level. For as you descend, you will find your body grows heavier as your mind opens, and you will become more and more relaxed. Extend your arm. Feel the button beneath your fingers as you press ground floor. I want you to feel the elevator begin to descend, going down smoothly and gently from the 10th floor down to 9, stopping at 9. The doors open you look out into an empty hallway lined with doors. You see the 9 lit up. The doors close, and you begin to go deeper. Down to 8. See the 8 lit up. As the doors open, another empty hallway with nothing but doors. The elevator doors close, and you go down safely, smoothly, down to 7. See the 7 lit up. The elevator doors slowly open. You see the empty hallway. The doors close. You continue down, heavier and deeper, until you see the six light up, the 6th floor. The elevator doors open. Nothing but empty hallway. And the elevator doors close. And you begin to go down once again. Down, deeper. Down to the 5th floor. The 5 lights up on the elevator. The doors open. Nothing but a vast empty hallway. And you feel yourself letting go. And you feel the doors as they close. As this descent continues. Going down, down to the 4th floor, the doors do not open. The elevator stops, you are safe, pausing at 4. Going deeper, descending, letting go as you go down. The number 3 lights up. As the elevator stops, you see the 3 lit up, safe and tranquil. You find yourself going deeper, and it feels wonderful. As you continue down, continue down to the 2nd floor, you see the 2. The 2 is lit up. As you pause, the doors remaining closed as you go deeper. Safe, isolated, relieved, going deeper and deeper down. The elevator takes you down. Down to the 1st level. The elevator pauses. The 1 lights up. The doors don't open. You're going down deeper. Deeper to the ground level. deeper. As you begin to descend that last floor, that last little bit, going down, you see the ground button light up. The elevator doors slowly open. And you see what you've been seeing. An empty hallway. Doors on the right, doors on the left. All of them closed. I want you to step off the elevator into the hallway. Here you are safe. Everything here is perfect and safe and clean. I want you to notice the floors, immaculate, almost sterile, just like the walls and the ceiling. Everything here almost sterile. Cleansed, well-kept. But I want you to notice that the doors, each door is a different color, a different texture. You notice as you walk by them. With each step you take through the sterile hall, you feel yourself going deeper and deeper into the core of the universe. Deeper into the core of your mind. Deep in your pleasure center. Where every door is a possibility. Here you are free to experience. Free to feel. And free to see, and everything I show you, everything you feel, will be highly enjoyable. As you look down the long hall, I want you to see at the very end what looks like two black dots lying on the floor. Walk towards them, one foot after the other. The closer you get to them, the bigger they become. And as you grow nearer and nearer, you can see that lying on the floor are two black knee pads. It's okay, my pet. They are yours. And deep, deep down inside, you realize you've been looking for them. Looking everywhere for them. And somehow, you forgot you were looking for your knee pads. But now here they are. You have found them. Pick them up. Pick them up. And put them on. Put the knee pads on your bare legs. Yes. You are naked, my pet. But not for much longer. Your knee pads have been found. And now, you won't be completely naked. You'll have your knee pads on. Your wonderful black knee pads. They make you feel so safe. So secure and whole. feel the safety of the straps as they lace against the backs of your knees, as they lace around the backs of your calves, holding your legs so snug. It's so comforting to wear them. Look up, my pet. Look up at the door in front of you now. This door is completely white and shiny. A smooth, glassy-like texture. The doorknob is round and silver and smooth. You can see the reflection of your naked body distorted in the reflection of the doorknob. And you can see light beginning to shine through the cracks at the top and bottom of the glass-like door. And you can feel the warmth. You can see the light. I await you, my pet. I am in the room. Mistress Candace is in the light, waiting for you, my pet, wearing my finest leathers. And you are the way Mistress likes you. Naked except for your knee pads. You are a blank slate. An empty canvas. A naked, vulnerable, submissive. And in a moment, you're going to walk into the room. Into the light. You will see only me in an empty room. An empty white room. Four white walls. A white ceiling and floor. You will see yourself as though you are removed from your body. See yourself standing in front of the door. It is time, my pet. Reach out. Turn the doorknob. Feel the coolness of the doorknob beneath your fingertips as you turn and open the door. Yes. Feel the warmth of the light. Feel the pull of your mistress. Feel the pull of the room. Your body compelled forward. Come to me, my pet. Surrender to your mistress. Surrender to my power. Succumb to the pull. As you walk into the room, into the light, and feel your knees weaken. Feel the magnetic pull coming from the floor, bending you at your knee pads. It feels as though the knee pads are magnetized, pulling you down. It's okay, my pet. Kneel. Kneel before Mistress. See us. See us though you are outside, watching, and watch as your naked body kneels down. Knee pads stuck to the floor, holding you firmly in place, kneeling before your goddess. Before Mistress Candace. Good boy. Good boy. It feels so good to be on your knees before me, doesn't it? Yes. Yes, of course it does. And your reward is to feel my hand running through your hair, my nails scraping lightly across your scalp as I pet you. Good boy. Good boy. And now, my good boy is going to please me. You're going to please your mistress. You're going to arouse me. You're going to sexually stimulate me. Look behind me, pet. And watch as I bring the wall behind me to life. Hear the breathing. And see the bodies. Begin to appear movement as the entire wall becoming alive. See individual figures starting to emerge. Starting to move forward. An influx of colors. Fleshy colors as the wall becomes a wall of men. Shoulder to shoulder they stand, staring straight ahead. Attention like soldiers. Their firm, naked, muscular bodies all lined up like a wall of flesh. So many men. So many naked bodies. So much to see. So many varying degrees of color, from white to black, and everything in between. See the naked men behind me. And yet, your knees glued to the floor, you cannot move. Cannot obstruct your view. Submissive and weak. The moment you kneeled, the moment you surrendered, I absorbed your power. I am your mistress. I am their mistress. And it's time to inspect the meat that hangs between their naked legs. So watch your mistress. Watch me closely. As you hear the clicking of my high heels against the floor, doing my inspections as I walk in front of the big swinging dicks I have before me. And as I grab and inspect the hanging meat, begins to grow. And their cocks are at your face level for a reason, my pet. For it will bring me great pleasure. It will make my juices flow, my pussy wet, to watch you perform for me. And you will enjoy it. I'll know you enjoy it. Will grow hard. You'll want to touch. Everything you do here, you will enjoy. Because you do it for me. And everything you enjoy here, deep in the darkest recesses of your mind, you will crave in your everyday life. Not knowing why. For everything you do here will stay here. It will throb within the light as the cock before you throbs. You will stroke as the cocks before you stroke. You will suck. Because that's what you enjoy. Because Mistress Candace enjoys knowing you suck dick for her pleasure. Good boy. Look, my pet. Look, my pet. See the first piece of meat in line. See what I have in my hands for you. The hard, long shaft that I hold in my hands, squeezing it till the head becomes a purple mushroom. It's pointing at you, pet. Please, your mistress. Open wide for mistress. As the knee pads slide you closer, positioning you perfectly for cocksucking. Right in between those strong, muscular thighs. Say ah. Come, my pet, Bob. Bob on that cock. Flick your tongue round and round. Yes. Making mistress happy and wet. Yes. Harder now. Deeper, suck it, pet. Suck that cock harder. And harder, yes, let's see your lips. Swallow that cock. All the way to the balls. Good boy, let's hear you. Hear you gag and slurp. Up and down. Up and down. Feel that head hit the back of your throat. Yes. Deep. I can hear it. I can hear you gagging. Very nice. Let's grab your cock. Go ahead, slave. Show me how much you like sucking dick. Yes. Oh, my pussy is so wet. Your hard dick is proof you like cock. Yes. Yes, show me how much you like sucking dick. Your hard cock lets me know you like it. Feeding you what makes you hard. What makes you hard here with me? I'll make you hard everywhere. You with a big fat cock in your mouth. Sucking and slurping. Yes, you suck and slurp for mistress. You're a cock sucker for mistress. Stroke your dick like a good pet. Associate pleasure with cock sucking. And as you stroke, I want you to see the line of hard bodies, the line of hard cock, begin to circle you. Yes, stroking their cocks and forming a little circle jerk around you, my cock, guzzling pet. So many cocks for you to suck. Harder. Deeper. Yes, faster. Faster, my pet. Squeeze your dick. Squeeze as you suck his big, fat cock. Squeezing and sucking the knee pads, keeping you firmly in place as the tube of cum-filled meat swells and twitches inside your eager and hungry mouth. His massive size filling your hole, making it hard for you to breathe. The gagging, the moaning, the sound of his balls slapping against your chin, merging with the sounds of the groaning and grunting of the men around you. All those hard, fat dicks full of cum. And all aimed at you. Yes, you are the target, like the bottom of a bowl, every mushroom ahead, every cum-filled dick being stroked in your direction, aimed at your naked body, and you can't do anything but suck. You keep sucking and keep stroking your own dick because it feels so good. You can't stop even if you wanted. You couldn't stop because the knee pads. Something about the knee pads driving you to your knees. This is what you must do. You know you can't stop. You can't stop sucking. Not now, not ever. It makes your mistress wet. Must please mistress. Must suck cock for mistress. Must stroke cock for mistress. Feed. Feel the meat that fills the void inside you. Ooh, yes. The meat fills the emptiness. It fills your mouth. It forces your dick erect. The more cock you suck, the more dick you lick, the juicier mistress's pussy. Yes, and when mistress comes, the slaves come. The army of hard cocks will come, and they will come in you, on you, and around you. And when they come, when they spew out their magnificent loads, the minute you swallow, your cock will explode. It will erupt. Oh, yes, you will guzzle cock. Guzzle come for my viewing pleasure. You will be my cum-guzzling whore. Sucking and slurping. Yes, suck. Suck it, bitch. Make mistress come. Yes. Yes. Suck it. Suck the cock. Suck the cock, you cocksucker. Yes. Make me come. Yes. 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 Oh, yes. Yes. Suck it. Suck it, you cocksucker. Yes. Coming. Oh, yes. Yes, watching you suck like a bitch. Oh, yes, watching you swallow the dick. Oh, my God. Yes, come, bitch. Show these boys, show your mistress how much you enjoy cock. Show your mistress. Spew. Spew, erupt. Come. Come for mistress. It will seal you to the physical realm. It will seal you to sucking dick. And my bitches. For when they suck dick, goodbye. They come like you, my submissive cock-sucking pet. Mistress likes you covered in cum. It's a good look for you. A good look for you now. A good look for you later. Yes, now I want you to look. Look at all those unsucked cocks. So many cocks. So many left. A job not yet completed. More for you to do. When I bring you up, you're going to know you have more to do. You may not remember what it is you must do. But the minute you see knee pads, your hunger, your lust for cock will be triggered. Your need to feed will become insatiable. Your new obsession. Knee pads aren't just for sports anymore. They're for submissive cocksuckers who want to please mistress. Who want to make mistress come. And knowing you're out there sucking dick makes me come. You are mistress's knee pad wearing pet, aren't you? Yes, of course you are. Now, my pet, I want you to see a fog rolling into the white room. A thick, milky fog covering the floor, covering the army of hard-bodied men and even harder cock. The fog covering everything inside this room. It is the veil between your conscious and subconscious mind. It is keeping hidden all the suggestions, instructions, and desires. Keeping it hidden from the cluttered, muddled mess of your conscious thinking. All right beneath the surface. All buried deep within you. Hidden and protected. The white milky fog is comforting. The veil is safe. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you're going to feel as though you took a long, wonderful nap. When I reach 5, you're going to feel a little groggy but relaxed. If you have something to do today, you're going to find you excel at it, no matter what it is. If you're getting ready for bed, you're going to fall asleep quickly and deeply. As I count up, the fog will push you up and bury this room even deeper inside you. So just let go. 1. Coming up now, the fog pushing you up. 2. Relaxed, the fog in the room sink ever deeper down. 3. Coming up, raising up above the room. 4. The fog wrapped around you as you relax. And 5. Breathe in nice and deep and open your eyes. Wonderful. You did wonderful today. I look forward to our next journey together. Have a wonderful day.